He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the October 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A little Halloween in the air here this morning with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 176 points. That works out to 1%. That puts the Dow Jones Industrial Average under 18,000 for the first time in a while. Is this the beginning of the end? Well, we'll talk about that today. 17,967. Is this a trick or a treat? The S&P 500 is down 23 points. That works out to 1.1%. The S&P is now at 2,116. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ down 65 points. The NASDAQ is down 1.2%. The NASDAQ sits at 5,173. Let's not forget all three indexes still at or near all-time highs. Crude oil hanging in there pretty well today. Crude oil is down, however, 11 cents per barrel. That's 0.2%. Crude oil is at $50.07 right now. Gold is up. Okay, finally, a little green on the screen. Gold is up $4.20 per ounce. It's at $1,258 per ounce. Silver's down 4 cents to $17.47 per ounce. It's down 0.25%. The dollar versus the euro, pretty steady today, although we've seen a real rise in the dollar. That's been part of this sell-off in the market over the last few days. And we have interest rates dropping a little bit today. We have the 10-year yield down to 1.75% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, a guy that fishes these waters every single day of my life, looking at all as many nuances of the market that I possibly can, and I'll give you my observations here today. What do we have there? I heard some noise there. Let's begin with some news on the market here today. Stocks eke out gains. This is yesterday following the Fed minutes. Okay, that was the big news that everybody was waiting for on Wednesday. What's going to happen with the Fed? What will be buried in those minutes? Well, you know what the market came away with? From digging through those Fed minutes, now I didn't do that myself. I just waited for others to do that. Stocks closed with a slight gain yesterday, but the FOMC meeting minutes left investors up in the air over expectations for a possible December interest rate hike. Up in the air. Okay, well, yesterday I reported that it was about a 60% chance that they will hike interest rates in December. And after going through those Fed minutes, I would say now it's 50-50 again. And yesterday, the interest rate sensitive stocks did okay because of that uncertainty left by the Fed. Now, why is the market diving today? China, as Donald Trump would say, China exports dive in September. Okay, this brings back the worry of global growth. On the one hand, the Fed is worried about too much global growth and they need to raise interest rates. And on the other hand, the data is coming in showing that China trade data for September came in well below expectations as anemic global demand. Now, how can you hike rates amongst anemic global demand? Dealt another blow to the world's second largest economy. Exports tumbled 10% in dollars terms, and imports fell 1.19%, resulting in a trade surplus of $42 billion. And actually, last night I saw that the futures were way down, and it was mostly on that Chinese data. Well, the other big story here today, is Wells Fargo a buy now? They got rid of the problem, I guess. I guess he was the problem, the CEO Stumpf. He retired. He picked kind of a nice time to retire to get out and run, but I don't think they're done with Mr. Stumpf. In fact, Elizabeth Warren is going to chase him, continue to chase Mr. Stumpf. Wells Fargo is down 1.6% today. It was up on the news. Wells Fargo currently has a P.E. ratio of 11. It has a dividend yield, a very solid dividend, of 3.4%. But just looking at a chart of Wells Fargo, that tells me everything I need to know. I think I would continue to avoid Wells Fargo at this time. They have a lot to fight through in the coming months. Now, having said that, Wells Fargo does have pretty good support in the $44 level. So it's at $44.63 right now. If it can hold this $44 level, we might want to take a look at Wells Fargo down the road as an income play, because Wells Fargo would benefit from rising interest rates. And they currently have a dividend yield of 3.4%. But I think a little bit of dust still needs to settle here on Wells Fargo. Jobless claims. Okay, we looked at jobless claims as an indicator of the economy. Jobs are a big part of the economy. Employment is a huge part of the economy. Initial jobless claims were unchanged this week, 246K. That's even lower than expected. So things seem to still be going well here in the U.S. of A. in our economy. And that's a big factor. Brexit mess continues to take its toll. Well, let's see how the pound is doing today. FXB, the pound sterling. Yeah, it's starting to stabilize a little bit here. The pound has also been a reason why we've had this jittery market over the last several days. But if the pound can stabilize here, we can put that one to rest. The dollar has also been on a pretty good roll here recently, and it's starting to stabilize. So there's a couple of good signs. Alibaba, Jack Ma, he's the CEO, issues the annual letter to shareholders. Now, here's a question I get all the time. How can you be invested in a Chinese internet stock? Well, they passed resolutions enabling selection of five directors and approval of PricewaterhouseCoopers as the company's independent registered public accounting firm, in addition to other events that may come to the attention of investors. So, you know, they have a big five accounting firm. Jack Ma has built a massive company. He wants to eventually have two billion people, 200, or what is it? How many people does he have? I can't remember now. There's 2 billion he wants people visiting his website daily. And I just think it's a great growth stock in this environment. But it will be volatile, especially with the rise and fall of Chinese markets. Samsung Electronics, on the other hand, is offering financial incentive. Now, there's two companies right now that have major headaches, migraine headaches. One is Wells Fargo. The other is Samsung. Listen to this. They're sending people that own these Galaxy Note 7 smartphones fireproof boxes and protective gloves. They're sending those to U.S. customers that are returning potentially explosive. Wow. I wouldn't carry that around in my pocket if I were you, that Galaxy Note 7 phone. Man, talk about a crisis. That's a crisis. We also have a crisis in the milk industry. You know, I don't know that people drink as much milk anymore. It seems like they drink Diet Coke, soda, Monster Energy, you know, all kinds of green concoctions. American dairy farmers dumped 43 million gallons of milk in the fields and elsewhere over the first 8 months of this year. The milk glut has cut milk prices 22% since spring to $16.39 per 100 pounds. At that price, farmers can't afford to truck the dairy staple to the market. How do you like that? Well, at least we're not starving here in America. We're dumping 43 million gallons of milk that we don't need. eBay is selling its Mercado Libre steak, a part of its Mercado Libre steak. I do own Mercado Libre. That's the Amazon of South America. eBay is raising $1 billion. Mercado Libre, of course, doesn't get any of those proceeds. Mercado Libre down about 5% on that news here this morning. All right, we got a lot to talk about here, analyzing this tricky market right now. You got the massive bond market over here, and I've got some ideas for you. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're in earnings season. There's going to be some big days based on earnings, and there's going to be some off days based on earnings. And we're in a little bit extra time of volatility here. We also have a presidential election in, what, 3 weeks? Just 3 weeks away? We've been talking about it for 3 years, and it's just 3 weeks away at this point in time. One of my stocks, one of my best stocks now, Taiwan Semiconductor, reported earnings after the close. They reported good earnings, but we've got a down day in the market. Taiwan Semiconductor is down 3.5% after they report earnings today. I continue to own Taiwan Semiconductor. Amazon. Hey, you get a job with Amazon. 120,000 seasonal jobs across its fulfillment centers, sortation centers, and customer service sites in the United States for the upcoming holiday season. Last year, more than 14,000 of those jobs were transitioned to regular full-time roles after the holidays. And Amazon expects to increase that number this year. So your seasonal job at Amazon, you got a good chance of turning that into a full-time job. Bob Dylan wins the Nobel Peace Prize. That's all I can say is he's one of my favorites. He has been since I was a little boy. I've listened to Bob Dylan music. I studied Bob Dylan in the seventh grade. I've seen Bob Dylan several times. And I don't know what you do to win the Nobel Peace Prize, I guess through his songs. And his music, he was found worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize. Delta Air beats by 6 cents. There's another one. That's an S&P 500 company, which is another big factor here in the market right now. The most important thing to watch, cut through all the noise, China imports, jobless claims, presidential elections, earnings season. Look to the bottom line of S&P 500 earnings. I report that every single week in my newsletter. I update my numbers every single week in my newsletter. I'm a market timer. I'm not an asset allocator. I'm not a smiling buy and hold investor either. In my two decades in the market, I witnessed the sell-off in the late 2000 of the technology sector. I witnessed the sell-off of the value stocks. I witnessed the sell-off of single-family homes, the financial sector, and the market. I am a firm believer in cycles. Why would you stay with the cycle that is turning? And why would you not jump over to another cycle that is on the rise? The economy is cyclical. Weather is cyclical. Fishing is cyclical. Markets are cyclical. Sectors are cyclical. Technology is cyclical. Old technology gets replaced by new technology. And, of course, individual stocks, interest rates. It's all cyclical. I don't know how you can be a buy and hold investor in anything, in any asset class. So paint me a little different than the average investor, the average professional in my business, which they like the asset allocation model, which is no work, really. I mean, it adjusts every 4 times a year, a little bit, it's tweaked, no matter what's happening in the world, and I just have a hard time with that. Having said that, earnings are cyclical. The fact of the matter is that earnings in 2009 for the S&P 500, those are the 500 companies combined, earnings bottomed in 2009 from the drop that they had during 2007, 2008, 2009. But business has a way of doing what they have to do to cut expenses, to ride through cycles, and to get themselves ready for the next cycle. And since 2009, you look up the numbers yourself, earnings have been growing every single year in the S&P 500. Now, the last 2 years have basically been flat because of falling oil prices. The key to the future of the market and the guiding force in this market, I know there's a lot of noise. We're dumping milk. Don't cry over spilled milk. There's Brexit. There's Hillary. There's Trump. There's the scepter of a bond market out there that, that could create quite a hurricane at some point in time. There's China. There's all kinds of noise. But I have always found that my guidepost in the market is earnings. And knowing what the expectations are for earnings going forward on a stock, on a market, will get you through the turbulent times in the market. I think back over the last 7.5 years, and I think about all the turbulence that we've ridden through. Oh, man, we've ridden through. We've had government shutdowns. We've had government showdowns. We've had Arab Spring. We've had the attack tsunami. We've had one crisis after another. But what guided the market? It wasn't the day-to-day noise in the market. It was the path of earnings. And for that reason, as of a week ago, we were hitting all-time highs in the market. Why? Because earnings were hitting all-time highs. Doesn't it just make sense to look to earnings in the future? Now, you can check in my newsletter every single week. I give my earnings forecast. It's based on other forecasts that are out there from different people that follow the market, and it's based on the 500 companies within my database that make up the S&P 500. Right now, you can look at almost any company and find out what their forecast is for 2017. And you can compare that forecast with 2016. If that forecast is expected to be significantly higher than this year, you've got a growth stock on your hand, especially if the earnings have been growing over the previous 5 years. Now multiply that by 500, and you can get a good feel for where earnings expectations are for next year. It's something I publish in my newsletter every single week, which is one of the biggest factors in my buy or sell signal of the market. The newsletter has been on a buy signal since March of 2009. Where's it at today? Be right in the newsletter tomorrow, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
back here to the second half in the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And the noisier the market gets, I say, the more you go to the core of the market, and that is earnings. And what are the earnings outlooks for this quarter that we're currently in and reporting? What's the outlook for the quarter that will be reported in January? That's a big, 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 big factor, huge factor on the future of the market. I'll be reporting in my newsletter this week on how earnings are going this quarter, what the forecasts are, how we're doing as far as that forecast goes. I'll be reporting on the following quarter that will be reported in January. That will be a key. We'll have a new president by then. And even more important, what is 2017 shaping up to be right now? We're expecting $118 per share in earnings in 2016. After all of this noise and after these earnings reports that have come in so far, what are we looking for next year? That's the most important factor of all. It dwarfs Brexit. It dwarfs China. It dwarfs the political season. It dwarfs everything. We come back to earnings when we cut through the noise and the confusion. And I'll be updating you. I'll start my newsletter tonight. I'll spend all day tomorrow, 10, 12 hours, working on it, making sure I have all my numbers current, updated. And then I'll work on it a little bit Saturday morning, and I'll be sending it out sometime Saturday afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. If nothing else, look at the pictures. It would take you 2 minutes. Our website to sign up for my newsletter. I have a free version, which has most of my market call. Doesn't have my buy or sell signal on the market or the earnings forecast for next year, but it will have a lot of information in it, and I have a subscription version. I'm also a money manager. I take all of these things into account. I have a lot of emotional investors. I'll get some calls today from some of those emotional investors. There's nothing wrong with that, being emotional. But I'm always going to guide them through to try to see beyond today and beyond tomorrow as to what is out there down the road, because that's the important part of investing. Now, I've kind of focused this week a little bit on income and the fear in my heart that comes from the massive bond market, which dwarfs the stock market in size. I had dinner with my brother last night. Of all places, he's headed to the Clinton Library today in Little Rock, Arkansas, not to check out a book on Bill and Hillary. No, his traveling of Beatles memorabilia is at the Clinton Library today. He's been all over the world with his Beatles collection. He's a well-known author on Beatles history. He has a book out there called Some Fun Tonight, a beautiful book on the live concerts by the Beatles. And I was talking with him and his wife about the current situation in the market. And I was talking about the bond market, how it scares me more than anything else. Not immediately, but down the road, I think that's an unsustainable 5,000-year low interest rate. And his eyes got this big. He says, you mean how we have records going back 5,000 years? I said, the Bank of England does. You know, England's been doing this for a long, long time, a lot longer than we have here in the U.S., We're a new country compared to England, and they have a interest rate chart going back 5,000 years. What were the interest rates at the time of Noah? He says, well, that was only 3,000 years ago. I guess these interest rates survived the flood. Anyways, we're at 5,000-year lows in interest rates. That's a sobering, very sobering thought. What's normal? Over the last 5,000 years, 6%. If we started to normalize, you know, that would not be good. for interest rate sensitive investments. And I've been calling on investors to assess the risk of their interest rate sensitive portfolio. I had a couple sent to me yesterday. I saw a lot of interest rate sensitive investments in there. And I saw some investments that I wouldn't have because I believe they're stodgy old stocks of yesteryear with very little growth prospects going forward. If you want to take advantage of the offer that I've made to at least give you an assessment of your interest rate risk, I'm happy to do that here. And you can get a hold of me through my website, GundersonCapital.com. I had one guy write, you just talked about all the gloom in the income sector. Where's the good news? Well, I said at the end, did you listen to the end of the show when I gave a specific example, not only of a stock, but of an area where you can get good income today, above average income today, and it's not interest rate sensitive. And I said there's 26 such ideas in my newsletter, in my income portfolio. Well, today I'm going to give you another possibility, another of the 26 possibilities. All right, let's take the banks. Yesterday we talked about energy. The banks want higher interest rates. Banks need some room to move, man. They need some breathing room. With interest rates, with Fed fund rates at 0.25 and CDs paying 1.2% on a one-year basis, that's very little spread. And with savings accounts paying very little and passbook savings, and it's just a very, very difficult environment for the banking sector. But I listed a bank in my newsletter last weekend that has a 5.7% dividend. And I see it's having a good day today. It's up 1.5% today in a day that's not so good for the market. It's also a bank outside of the U.S. There's areas of the market this year that are performing much better than our market. In fact, one of the areas of the market is up 66%. One of the global markets is up 66%, while our market is only up 4%. So there's banks around the world in markets that are performing much better than ours that offer good dividend yields, which I suppose you could put under the category of foreign banks. They're not interest rate sensitive like other areas of the market are. You know the interest rate sensitive areas. The utilities are interest rate sensitive. The real estate investment trusts are extremely interest rate sensitive, and they're expensive still. But the direct hit from higher interest rates would be bonds and the bond market. Now, having said that, I talked to another guy yesterday who has muni bonds. He holds them till maturity. There's nothing wrong with that. He says, I fear for the people that own bond funds that are subject to fluctuations up and down in interest rates. Because if interest rates were to ever start to normalize, these bond funds would sell off considerably. And I'm talking about things like Vanguard Intermediate Bond Fund. I'm talking about long-term bond funds. And you could say, well, I own investment quality bond funds. They're investment quality, but that's not it. It's the interest rates. You can't control the interest rates. Sure. The companies may be are capable of paying back those bond holders, but they are subject to interest rates. Well, interest rates are behaving themselves okay so far this year. The 10-year's at 1.7%, but if it were ever to start to normalize. You know, Fed fund rates here in America were over 5% just 7 or 8 years ago. That's not that long ago. And if we start heading back and moving in that direction, it's going to cause quite a ruckus within the bond market. I list alternatives. Here's alternatives. And I ask the question again, do you have a portfolio that has too much interest rate risk? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's tricky. It's challenging being an investor in the market, being a money manager responsible for other people's money. It's tricky. You got a lot of noise to cut through, a lot of smoke, a lot of static. If it's not China exports diving in September, it's Wells Fargo hearings with the CEO being grilled, or it's jobless claims, or it's presidential elections, or it's Brexit, or it's tax tsunamis, or government shutdowns, or government showdowns, taper tantrums, you name it, it'll hit you. But I've kept you in the market since March 27th, 2009. You've listened to me every day here on the radio. Oh, I've been cautious at times. Sure, I have. That means I'm vigilant. I mean, I could just sit here and grin and smile and say, you know what? It's best to just ride through it. It's best to just stay put. In some cases, it is. I would have been better off staying put a few times along the way over the last 7+ years. But I never took away the buy signal that my newsletter gave back in late March of 2009. Earnings have been growing ever since. They've leveled off. The key now lies to where are earnings headed next. Eventually, at some point in time, who knows, maybe next year, 2017, we're finally going to start to see things contract. The economy will start to contract. Gross domestic product will go negative. Earnings will start to tumble. Expectations will start to tumble. Now, there's another key point. You know, you don't have to wait for the actual news of earnings tumbling. We're going to get plenty of advance warning in the expectations. The market is forward-looking. The market trades on expectations. Sometimes the market tries to get out in front. They expect expectations to start to fall, and you'll see a few down days in the market, and then they'll see somebody come in and report good earnings or whatever and see that those expectations are still intact, and then they'll start buying the market up again. That's the way it works. The market ebbs and flows with expectations. That's why I focus every week on assessing expectations. Now, there's things that are psychological expectation, things like consumer confidence and how many bullish newsletter writers out there. Those are all sentiment. I'm a numbers guy. That's the way I roll. I've always liked spreadsheets. I've always liked numbers. I've always liked data. I've always liked facts. I tend to be very, very analytical. I like to look at everything before I come away with a decision, but I'm not one that will postpone a decision. I like to make as fast decisions as I possibly can. Each and every day, I have to make hundreds of small decisions on the stocks that I currently own. And I base those decisions based on expectations of what I expect the company to do in the future. Now, when a company all of a sudden starts to guide those expectations lower, That's a major warning sign. I do not like that at all. I like companies whose expectations are still in place. They're still lofty. I can still justify a much higher price than where it is today, despite whatever noise is coming in from the markets and the outside, which is another way that I think is better to handle the markets. It's better to handle the markets one holding at a time. I don't care if it's a muni bond or a bond fund, a mutual fund, an individual stock, whatever. This going all to cash every time the market goes down 100 triple digits, you know, that makes no sense. That's letting your emotions get the best of you. As I look back to March of 2009, had you gone to cash every time the market went down triple digits along the way, you'd have a mighty case of whiplash by now. In some cases, I see a lot of people that would be better served by keeping their hands off the trigger. I've seen a lot of that over the years. Because a lot of investors shoot themselves in the foot all the time. They don't have any toes left, you know. I still got all my toes, but my left eye does twitch from time to time. It is a volatile business. But you know what? I keep my eyes focused on earnings. I keep my eyes focused on growth. I keep my eyes focused on expectations. And I stay focused on the direction of those expectations. And that's the best way to put the blinkers on. You know, in the horse racing, there's a lot of horses that get distracted by horses to the left, horses to the right. And they'll get afraid, and they'll stop running because they're afraid, and they won't pass, or they'll just lay back because maybe they have a personality where, you know, they're not a leader, they're just a follower. That's not good in horse racing. You need a leader in horse. What do they do to those horses? They put blinkers on them so they can't see to the left and they can't see to the right. They can only see straight ahead. I can't tell you how many times over the last 7 years I've put on the blinkers, and I've looked straight ahead. And I'll tell you what I see this week in the newsletter. And if you'd like for me to analyze your portfolio right now, there's a lot of interest rate risk out there right now. And I would not want to have a lot of interest rate sensitive investments in my portfolio right now. You could be standing in the way of an interest rate tsunami at some point in time. When you've got interest rates at 5,000-year lows, something has to give at some point in time. When you've got $150 trillion in debt in the world, why in the world would you want to buy more debt? That makes little sense to me. Anyways, we'll be putting out the newsletter. I'll be working on it. I'll begin tonight while I'm watching the Chargers lose to Denver. And I'll be rooting for Washington to beat the Dodgers. Good sports night. Good night to be starting a newsletter, and I will be in my bunker all day tomorrow trying to bring you the very best information, timely information, and advice that I can possibly give. And if you'd be interested in talking to us about our money management practice here, we do things differently, as I think you can tell. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.